This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas, live in Denver. A tortilla factory in Pueblo operated by Mission Foods is closing. CPR's Dan Boyce.
Mission has operated the factory since buying locally owned Candy's Tortillas in 1994. Many of the 90 laid off employees are unionized. They will have the opportunity to displace junior employees out of their positions at one of two Colorado distribution centers, including one in Pueblo. In a statement, Mission Foods did not provide a reason for the closure. Union representatives say employees were told to pack their things and leave last Friday without prior notification. Federal law requires 60 days' notice for layoffs of this size, so employees will continue to receive pay and benefits until the official closure date of October 13th. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
The minimum wage is changing statewide and for many Colorado cities next year. CPR Sarah Mulholland.
Denver's hourly minimum wage will rise to nearly $20 next year. It's the highest in Colorado and higher than the state's wage. That will rise to $15.71 in 2027. Boulder's minimum wage is also higher than the state's. Legislation passed in 2019 got rid of an old law that prohibited local government from setting minimum wages that surpassed the state's. They're all pegged to inflation. The minimum wage has risen 41% in Colorado since 2019. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's 6:06. This is CPR News 90.1 in Denver.